This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program Public Affairs Show. I'm Adele, and I am the Youth News Team Coordinator for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. For the last 8 weeks, I've been teaching an online workshop about journalism and media. We've been focusing on lots of different types of media. We've looked at photojournalism, social media, radio, newspapers, all different kinds of broadcasting. And this show is our culminating project where the kids are interviewing one another to get to know more about each other. Keep in mind that this class has taken place during the coronavirus pandemic, so we've had to get creative about how we conduct class and how we recorded this show.
This is KDNK Community Radio. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I'm Liliana.
I'm Hazel.
And I'm Andy.
I'm Yolanda.
I'm Alice.
And I'm Caro.
You are part of the 2020 AZYEP Online Summer Workshop. For the past 8 weeks, we have been learning about journalism and media.
We've learned about news, types of media, photojournalism, storytelling, different forms of writing, social media, and radio.
For the final project of our class, we are going to interview each other and get to know the summer workshop students.
This is Yovana. I am interested in art. Being on the radio has been a new and fun experience for me. I have been participating in AZYEP programs for over a year. I would like to know more about my fellow workshop students. What is the place that is special to you and your family? Somewhere you go on vacation, a restaurant that you go to a lot, or a local park?
A place that is special to my family and I is Highline Lake. We always go there almost every holiday.
Somewhere that is special to me and my family is, well, different places. Me is the skate park. My family and me are here.
A place that is special to me and my family is Crown Mountain Bike Park or probably Crested Butte, Colorado.
A place that is special to me, I guess, would be the Soper's Park because my mom and I used to go there when I was younger.
A place that's special to me and my family is Brazil because our family lives there.
A place that's special to my family and I is Miami because we used to live there and we go to visit a lot.
What do you see yourself doing in the future?
I see myself becoming a psychologist because I love helping people.
I see myself being an Olympian for ski racing.
In the future, I see myself being a pro skateboarder.
In the future, I see myself being a lawyer.
In the future, I see myself being a doctor.
In the future, I also see myself being a lawyer.
What is something new you want to try?
Something new I want to try is taking a dance class because I want to learn how to dance.
Something new I want to try is a big drop at Crown Mountain Bike Park.
Something new I want to try is the octopus at the skate park.
Something new I want to try would be like parachuting. Is that what it is?
Something new I want to try is surfing.
Something new I would love to try is scuba diving.
This is Liliana. I go to Roaring Fork High School and I am entering 12th grade. I have been a part of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program for about 5 years, and I love reading and writing. I would like to know who is someone you look up to and why.
Someone I look up to is probably my mom or my dad because I love them and they're always supporting me, or Michaela Schifrin, who is a really good ski racer.
Someone that I look up to and is family or friends.
Someone that I look up to is my mom because she works really hard.
Someone I look up to is my mom because she helps me a lot.
Someone I look up to is my grandma because she inspires me to do great things.
My next question is, what is your most prized possession and why?
Probably my most prized possessions are my skis, my bike, Or my lovey is my stuffed animal I've had since I was a baby, and I really like it.
One of my most prized possessions is either skateboard or like easel, a blanket that was made for me when I was really little.
Something that's or my most prized possession would be a coin from Mexico, because it reminds me of my home and my family.
One of my prized possession is my bunny that I got when I was little.
My most prized possession is probably a little souvenir I got when I went to Brazil.
And my last question is, what is your favorite family tradition?
My favorite family tradition is probably, this is a hard one, that every Christmas we have to set up a tree no matter what, and we have to go chop it down ourselves.
One of my family's favorite traditions is maybe Christmas or spring break, because we always go see family. That's the time we go out and see either side.
My favorite family tradition would be cooking around like a special holiday, which is just like fun for me and my mom.
My favorite family tradition is setting up our Christmas tree before Thanksgiving.
One of my favorite family traditions is that we always get together for my grandpa's birthday, no matter what.
Hi, I'm Andy. I go to Carbondale Middle School, and I'm going in 7th grade. I've been a part of the Andy Zanker Youth Empowerment Program for 2.5 years. I enjoy going to the skate park. My first question is, what is your favorite thing to do in your free time?
My favorite thing to do in my free time is reading.
My favorite thing to do in my free time is probably skiing or biking.
One of my favorite things to do in my free time is the skate park.
My favorite thing to do in my free time would be painting or sketching.
My favorite thing to do in my free time is figure skating.
One of my favorite things to do during my free time is probably to write.
One of my other questions is, what do you like most about your home and the town that you live in?
Something I like about my home is that I have a very big family, so I'm never bored.
Something I like is being able to ski up four mountains.
Something I like is, I guess, just how small of a town it is and how peaceful it is.
Something I like is that you can get around town really fast.
Something I like about my town is that everyone it's just a big community and everyone knows each other and will always protect one another.
My final question is, if you could be anything for one day, what would it be and why?
If I could be anything for one day, I would probably be a shark, because I've been watching a lot of shark movies and I just want to know how it would feel like to be one.
If I could be anything for one day, I would probably be my old house in Crested Butte, because I want to see what the family is like that's living in there right now.
One thing I'd like to be for a day, I guess it would be an animal, and I guess it would be a jellyfish, because I like jellyfish.
One thing I would like to be is a bird, so you can fly.
If I could be anything for one day, I think I would like to be a fish to be able to explore the ocean.
We have been speaking to the summer workshop students about their lives. After a short break, we will be back to get to know the workshop students more.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK.
We have been talking to the summer workshop students and getting to know them.
Now, the students are going to ask each other more interesting questions to learn more about one another.
Hi, I'm Hazel. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Carbondale Middle School. This is my first class with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I like to ski race and ride my bike. My first question is, how do you use media in your everyday life, and how has it impacted you?
I use media in my everyday life for entertainment and to check the news.
I use media in my everyday life to sometimes get in contact with friends or to see what's happening in the world.
I use media to connect with my friends and just to like see what most of them are up to.
I use media mostly for entertainment and to be able to connect with my friends.
My second question is, what is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is track and field.
My favorite sport is skating.
My favorite sport is volleyball.
My favorite sport is volleyball and tennis.
What is your favorite book and why do you like it?
My favorite book right now is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, because every time that I read it, I find something new.
My favorite book right now is Aristotle and Dante Explore the Corners of the Universe, because it has its tale of like friendship and lots of surprises.
My favorite book is Wonder because it's heartwarming.
My favorite book is I Am Alala because it's a really good story.
My favorite book is probably just the Harry Potter series in general because it always keeps me interested and wants me to keep going. Hi, my name is Caro. I go to Aspen High School and I will be a sophomore this year. I play volleyball and tennis. This is my first class with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Something I'd like to know about everyone else is what is something you learned to do during quarantine?
Something I learned to do during quarantine is learn how to speak Italian.
Something I learned to do during quarantine is cook.
Something I learned to do during quarantine is how to build a skate ramp.
Something I learned to do in quarantine is embroidery.
Something I learned in quarantine is to bake.
Something I learned to do during quarantine is how to paint. My next question is, what is your favorite genre of music?
My favorite genre of music is Latin and pop.
My favorite genre of music is pop.
My favorite genre of music is EDM.
My favorite genre of music is indie pop.
My favorite genre of music is probably Latin and rap. My last question is, what is everyone's favorite food?
My favorite food is ice cream.
My favorite food is Italian, or so pizza, pasta, or salmon.
My favorite food is Mexican.
My favorite food is sushi or Brazilian food.
Hi, I'm Alice. I'm 12 years old and I go to Aspen Country Day School. I like to figure skate and eat Brazilian food. This is also my first class with Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. How has the coronavirus pandemic impacted your life?
Coronavirus pandemic has impacted my life by having online classes, and my taekwondo classes got canceled.
The coronavirus pandemic has impacted me because online school and swimming, biking, and skiing are going to be a little weird this year.
The coronavirus pandemic has impacted me by ever since school ended. I haven't really been able to see and hang out with friends, and school's going to be different.
The coronavirus pandemic has impacted me because I haven't been able to see my friends and family as often.
What is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is taekwondo and reading.
My favorite hobby is skiing, biking, and swimming.
My favorite hobby is skating or Yeah, skating.
My favorite hobby is painting.
My favorite hobby is baking.
My favorite hobby is playing volleyball.
That will be it for today's show.
Thank you so much, everyone who tuned in for our show today.
We've really enjoyed being on the radio today.
With the AZYEP Summer Program, I'm Caro.
Diana.
I'm Hazel.
I'm Andy.
I'm Yovana.
And I'm Alice. Thanks for listening.
Because the people need to see that we are one and the same. All done in the image of creation. We can-